We was down Mexico way, just north of the Rio Grande. I'd been riding cattle night and day, hired on as a cowboy hand. $1 a day was my pay for driving with the TJ brand. But now we could only stand and pray as the storm hit this barren land. The sky had been crystal clear, not a cloud to shield the sun. Burning hot across the parched frontier, 12 miles the steers had run. When the sun went down, we saw the dust appear. As a distant cloud, it had begun. But then mere wonder turned to fear. Such a storm couldn't be outrun. The sand blew up in a little gust that flew amongst the herd, but then it grew in rivers of dust until visibility became all blurred. Cowhands covered in a sandy crust, mounts too scared when angrily spurred, ignoring the urgent whip and thrust. That's probably when the stampede occurred. Then came the rain in a howling gale, drenching us like a biblical flood, soaking the gullies, flooding the trail, turning the dust into a sea of mud. As the lightning flashed, the steers did wail. A struck tree fell with a mighty thud. A young boy ran, but to no avail, dead, his head awash with blood. Across the gullies and through the scrub, the fleeing herd in a mad rampage, crashing through the rocks and scattered shrub, gripped by fear and a frightened rage. A wagon lost with a smashed wheel hub, the driver killed, the lad named Page, supplies lost, a week of grub, that night seemed to last an age. By dawn's red light, we buried our dead, rounded up the wandering stock, fearful of the long trail ahead, shattered men in a state of shock. The captain spoke to rally his crew. Let's not dwell on this bad luck. We'll press on when we've had a brew. But that's when the Comanche struck. Men screamed as arrows flew, scalps taken as Indians counted coup. 9 killed had just left we 2, destined for the torture pole, beaten black and blue. The Comanche chief was kicking horse, a warrior of great renown. Vicious, mean, a man of force, he'd just torched a Texan town. With 2 days' walk, we reached a canyon deep, tied us both to a mesquite tree. We collapsed and fell, too tired to sleep. Water, water, was our only plea. Our tracker had been old Billy Crow, a plainsman since a kid. About Indians, there was nothing he didn't know. Told me quiet and slow, what kicking horse usually did. He spoke of tortures long and cruel, but to the Comanche life ain't dear. Our dread of death they ridicule. It's a spirit thing. Passing on's nothing to fear. But we weren't Comanche and we was scared, frightened to our very core, knowing there was no way we'd be spared. Billy and me prayed like never before. Then they strung Billy upside down, lit a small fire beneath his head. Gentle heat to melt him down. By sundown, he was dead. They beat me hard under the fading moon. At dawn they would set my spirit free. I'd dance to a different tune, but the end was plain to see. As the sun rose up, a brave came for me, though I screamed and turned away, made my desperate final plea. The knife was raised, I began to pray. Suddenly his brains were splattered over me as his head was blown away. A buffalo gun I couldn't see had killed my Comanche. A blue-coat soldier cut me free. A few Indians were shot and slain. But Kicking Horse escaped to flee, to disappear into the desert plain. Me, I was through with the cowpoke's life. I was alive but in a lot of pain. Thought I'd find me a wife, settle down, become a deputy in Abilene. So my rocking chair's by the raised walkway. I'm whittling wood to pass time away. But my hands tremble when I think of the day when Kicking Horse came to play.